5 days a week, about 45 retirees have lunch together at the community center in Westfield. But before anyone eats, they say grace.
Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest. Let this food to us be blessed. Amen.
Afterwards, everyone lines up for a hot plate of roasted pork, carrots and corn, and sweet potato tots. 67-year-old Kathleen Collins lives outside of Westfield. She says for some of the people, this is the only meal they'll have all day.
A lot of people that are here don't have enough at home to feed themselves, so that's why this is a good program.
The Westfield Senior Lunch Program receives some federal funding. Collins says with all the talk of eliminating programs, she fears it will be cut. But Collins is more concerned about how Governor Romney might change programs that help seniors. She's on Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, which helps pay to treat her lymphoma. She likes how the Obama administration has managed the programs and says without them,
I'd be dead because there's nothing you can do. Some things are, they come with age. There's nothing you can stop. I mean, you're not going to be good until you're 105. Your parts are going to wear out. So you need to see a doctor at least once a year to have a checkup, which is free on Medicare, and that's good.
I don't care if the sun don't shine, I get my love in the air.
As everyone finishes their meal, a band that plays retirement homes and senior centers in the area begins to play. Sharon Martz of Westfield smiles and taps her fingers on the table along with the beat. She'll be voting for Obama via absentee ballot. Martz says she worries about the changes to Medicare under a Romney administration.
I had heart surgery in April, and without Medicare, I wouldn't have been able to. I mean, I got the bill, and it was $198,000.
Of that, Martz paid $39. Sitting across the table, Bob Nofke of Amherst says politicians are not looking out for seniors like they ought to, but it's his religion that drives his decision at the polls.
But if the good Lord decides this is the one that's going to be our president, and the way this country is going, I suppose that's true. And the way our country's going right now, we're on a slippery slope. You know that. If they don't change their ways.
Nofke says he's pro-life and does not support gay marriage. He's keeping his presidential choice to himself.
There they are, right there. The koi fish, yeah, they're the long-finned ones, the real cool ones.
Down the street, outside an old lavender mansion, Devil Jones proudly shows off a pond he built for his wife. It has everything. A spinning water wheel, an old chicken coop for decoration, and a Dutch windmill off to the side. Jones says he's become fed up with politics in general. He's frustrated with immigration. He wants smarter economists working with the administration. And he wants everyone to quit bickering.
You know, right now all I hear is negative stuff all over the TV, and I'm like, you know, I don't want to vote for any of it. You know, I'd rather not vote at all. You know, Obama promised us this change, and he hasn't given us anything. No hope, no trust, no nothing.
But in the end, Jones says he'll vote for whomever his wife tells him to vote for. Inside a house with six purebred cats and a little white dog, Mary Jones sits at a beautiful Victorian-style table, chain-smoking. She says they'll be voting for Romney. Jones says she's sick of the government borrowing money from China and spending it on what she calls unnecessary programs.
I mean, studying exotic ants for a few million dollars. Other goofy stuff. Do we need this? Not in a time when money's short. When money's short, I don't go out to dinner. I don't go to the shows.
Jones says with Romney in office, she's more optimistic about the country getting back on its feet. Her husband, Devil, still needs more convincing. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in Westfield.